540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. A day after Israel warned about a million residents of northern Gaza to get out of that area, many are trying. Our coverage of the Israel-Hamas war starts with the BBC's Stuart McIntosh.
The Israeli army says it's already launched localized raids inside Gaza ahead of the ground offensive. An Israeli military spokesman, Jonathan Conricus, said the aim was to remove terrorists and search for hostages taken during the Hamas attack on Saturday. He said the army was focusing on Hamas's underground network.
Think of the Gaza Strip as one layer for the civilians and then another layer for Hamas. And what we're doing now is that we are trying to get to that second layer that Hamas has built.
Meantime, from the north of Israel, from the Iran-backed Hezbollah group in Lebanon, a warning that it too is prepared for action against Israel as what it calls when the time comes. In this country, CBS New York reporting at least 50 arrests during pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian rallies. Reporter Natalie Dudridge.
Police estimate 3,000 pro-Palestinian demonstrators rallied in Times Square this afternoon. A smaller group of around 300 pro-Israeli demonstrators turned up. The groups kept separated by police. Though many Israelis tell us they decided to stay home today for the Sabbath and also concern over a former Hamas chief calling for a global day of rage. In response to that call, sources say the NYPD ramped up their presence, deploying 6,000 cops citywide, including at synagogues and mosques.
With Louisiana's Steve Scalise out, Ohio's Jim Jordan is back in, trying to become the next Speaker of the House. But with his fellow Republicans now back home until next week, it's unclear if he has enough of them to vote to make it.
Jordan faced competition from Georgia Congressman Austin Scott, who filed to run on Friday, saying he wants to, quote, lead a House that functions.
If we as Republicans are going to get the majority, we have to do the right things the right way. We're not doing that right now.
As this race drags on, following McCarthy's ouster more than a week ago, House Republicans have expressed they're disappointed with their process.
Correspondent Natalie Brand in Washington. The United Auto Workers strike goes on against Detroit's Big Three. No new plants added to the strike target list on Friday, but there have been more layoffs. UAW President Sean Fain.
It seems that we're waiting till the last minute on Thursday or Friday for someone to call and say, okay, wait a minute, here's what we have now. And that's no way to bargain. We expect to bargain every day. We expect to see progress every day.
California's governor signs a new law to raise the minimum wage for health care workers. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day.
Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Twitter and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us. On Facebook.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. Where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to hour two of As Goes Wisconsin. Calvin is on the board. Carol Kane across me in the studio in downtown Waukesha. And we're always delighted to have our next guest join us. He is a registered life relationship career coach who draws on his clinical training in counseling psychology to help us improve our relationships and achieve our goals and generally fix our lives. Dr. Michael McCutcheon, good morning. How are you?
Hi.
We cannot hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me?
Now we can hear you.
Oh, you can. Okay, yes. Good. How are you?
Good. Excellent. Have you talked to Mom? Have you talked to Mama Kristen?
Yes, I have. And also, I heard that I was listening to the show a little earlier, one of your listeners, or maybe a lot of your listeners, it sounds like, wants to ship me off to Washington. Yep. to go deal with those. First of all, I'm flattered that you think that I could deal with those people and make any headway. That's really kind of you to think that my talents are that good. But I'm also a little offended. I want to hang out with you all. I don't want to go up there. It's honestly... That's a little scary. I was watching the news and I saw what Carol was talking about, the Lauren versus Marjorie face-off. And I was thinking, can you imagine being in the same room with those two at the same time?
No.
Being in between them? That would be like, that would be just like being between your two wildest relatives at Thanksgiving, but every day at work. You know what I mean? Can you imagine? That just, I would quit.
Well, I think you're far too kind. I do. I think the House Republicans need some really tough love, and they need someone like Carol to go in there and just and scare them straight. You know, it's like, if you guys don't figure out how to get along, I'm taking away your iPads and your phones.
Right.
And you're grounded.
That's
my first step, is just to sit them down and go, you guys look like jerks. Stop it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, well, first of all, Boebert will pull a gun on you. So I'm scared of Boebert.
MTG
yeah,
too.
I don't know. I think my move would be, do you remember when you were young and they would teach you the tornado drills and you'd have to crawl under your desk in like a little ball? That would be my move when these two are fighting. I would just go, let me know when it's over.
I'll be here.
Tap on the desk. You know?
That's hilarious.
When it's safe to come out, let me know when
exactly.
safe to come
out. Yeah, I'm just like, who's that whimper? Is that Dr. Mike whimpering underneath there? Just like
that's somebody hilarious.
Come, yeah, somebody give him a Lunchable and pull him out of there when he's ready.
Absolutely. Well, if you ever have any questions for Dr. Mike, you can always text them at 844-967-2789 or send us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. So are we ready to dive into this dilemma?
Let's do it.
Okay.
What do we have today?
Dear Dr. Mike, I'm a 28-year-old guy, and I've been with my live-in girlfriend for almost 3 years. I love her a lot. She's definitely my best friend, but I've always doubted if I've ever been in love with her. I think she knows this because she is the only one who talks about getting married and having kids together. She typically has to pursue sex and intimacy, and she even jokes about loving me more than I love her. I just don't want to lose her or her family, who have now become my family. What should I do? Should I be satisfied with settling down and marrying my best friend? Or should I break up my calm but boring home so I can try to find a relationship that feels more passionate?
Boy, that's a tough one. I mean, if you don't know that you're in love with her, that's the biggest red flag I've ever heard.
What do you think, Dr. Mike?
Yeah. It is a big red flag. I mean, well, first of all, I as a 28-year-old young man, I applaud the honesty to even look at oneself and say, this is how I'm feeling, right? As opposed to just sweeping it under the rug, because it sounds like a lot of things are actually going right in the relationship to make it last for 3 years,
right?
And say, this is my best friend and we're living together. It sounds like there's a lot of good things going on there, and it'd be very easy to say, no, everything's good, everything's great. Love her family. Let's just do it. So, you know, good on you for looking at your own stuff there and being honest. Carol's right. It is certainly a bright red flag that you're not in love with the person. You should probably know that after 3 years in there. I will also say, too, and I would love to hear what you two think about this, is that a relationship, by definition, has multiple people involved in it. So perhaps to take a little bit of pressure off of our listener here, maybe this isn't just your decision to make. I might bring this up to your girlfriend, to your partner, right? Because perhaps it isn't just about you and you saying, do I want to do this and should I do that? But maybe she doesn't want to be in a relationship where she's only doing the sexual pursuing. And maybe she doesn't want to be married to somebody who's just, quote unquote, her best friend. And she maybe she doesn't want to, you know, have a quote unquote, you know, what would he say? Calm, but boring.
Calm, but boring. Yeah. Calm, but
boring.
You
know, it's like, you know, let's assume they're the same age. Right. So she's like, you know, she's been in this relationship since she was 25. So she's going to be, you know, God willing, you know, around for, you know, 50, 60, 70 more years. Right. That's a long time to be with, you know, to maybe she wants to be in love. Right. And she wants to have somebody be in love with her
and have someone desire her.
Right. And so I think that's something that maybe we should think about here, too, that with all respect to our listener, that it's not just about sort of what you want. I think the things that are important to us, it's important for us to weigh what's important to us. Right. Is it important for me to know that that I can come home to a secure, loving, predictable home, and that I'm going to have somebody who's going to, you know, be my best friend and be my teammate and be a great co-parent and all those sorts of things. And I do love their family, and I'm not like, oh gosh, you know, what are the in-laws going to do this week? And are they going to, you know, are those things the most important, or is passion and excitement, and I want to tear your clothes off, and I want to just know every single thought about you because you're so interesting. Is that the most important thing? I can't answer that for you. You have to answer that for yourself, like what's most important to you. But I think the big thing here, Jane, is that we should be asking the partner what she wants as well, because we nobody has the right to sort of rob that from somebody else. You know, if she wants to have that feeling and she wants to have that relationship, and you cannot be secretly keeping that. And I'm going to turn this over to you two in a second, but I'm spitballing here a bit, so stick with me. But it does kind of remind me a little bit of almost somebody who's in a relationship with somebody, you know, maybe decades ago, who was closeted in a way, right? A lot of people marry their best friends, like their best gay guy friend, and didn't know it, Right.
Right.
You know, and they had a fantastic life. Right. We had all these things in common and we had kids and all that sort of stuff. But there was a secret going on underneath. And that's not right to not tell that person that you're married to, that you're keeping this thing from them. That's not an okay thing to do. And so I think this guy should, in a sense, quote unquote, come out, if you will, and say how he's feeling, and that if she's okay doing that and he's okay doing that, maybe we should have a conversation out in the open about it.
Dr. Michael McCutcheon is our resident life coach. If you ever have questions, you can text them at 844-967-2789 or shoot us an email. The one thing that stands out for me, though, Dr. Mike, is the whole thing about passion. And mm-hmm. I understand that it's important, but I also, this might make me very unpopular, but passion is not sustainable. It doesn't last. And quite frankly, and here's the bad part, monogamy is boring.
Okay.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but it is.
Yeah.
And I understand where, at least at the beginning of a relationship, the, oh, I want to rip your clothes off and all of that. Right. But that's going to fade.
That's going to fade.
That is going to fade.
Yep.
And you have to have something stronger to build a long-term relationship on, more than just that.
Right. Right.
Right.
See, I think there's a fear factor coming into play here too. A fear of complete and utter commitment when it comes to a passionate. And the reason I say that is because that happened to me. That was my relationship. I knew I was in love with Lou, but he never really said it until later on in the relationship. We dated for 4 years. And there was one time when I was supposed to meet him someplace and he stood me up.
Uh-oh.
And I found him at at his friend's house. And he was just like, I'm so afraid. I'm so afraid of getting hurt. And I'm like, well, don't worry about that. So I think maybe with this guy too, there is a fear factor that comes into play, that he's afraid of the complete and utter commitment. I could be wrong. I don't know. I'm not a life coach.
It sounds like there's some conversations that need to go on here, don't you
think,
between the two? It sounds like he's been harboring some things to himself. And the things he's saying to us here, I would have a hunch that he's been saying to his friends.
Yes.
But he's probably not saying directly to his partner.
Oh, I'm
sure
of it.
That's my hunch.
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
Yeah, you make an excellent point. And you have to be... Nobody likes hard conversations. Nobody wants to, you know, hurt the other person in the relationship. But as you said, keeping these secrets is almost worse. It is worse. It is worse, right? Than having a direct, honest chat about it.
The one thing I really like about this conversation, in conjunction with, I think, the last one or the one before, is that we know that outside of Carol's coaching office, it will just say on a shingle, run. And outside of James, it says, monogamy is boring. I love it. This is great. We've got your catchphrases down.
I'm going to have so many clients, I'm not going to know what to do. We're just...
Absolutely. Party at Jane's house. Monogamy is boring, y'all. Yeah.
Bring your keys. No. Dr. Michael McCutcheon is our resident life, relationship, career coach, draws on his clinical training and counseling psychology to help us improve relationships and set and achieve our goals and generally fix our lives. We love having you on Fridays, Dr. Mike. Thank you so very much. We will see you next week.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Take care. Stay close. We are coming up against the break. We will be right back to talk about Jump Around, baby. Big game in Madison tomorrow. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered rain showers likely overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows level off around 45, northeasterly winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow, highs around 54, cloudy skies expected. Overcast skies tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered rain showers, lows dip down to about 42. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes, Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Calvin is on the board. Carol Kane is here across from me in our studio in downtown Waukesha. Big game for the Wisconsin Badgers tomorrow. They are taking on the Iowa Hawkeyes at Camp Randall at 3 o'clock. Before we get to that, though, I want to back up a little bit because we had a couple texts come in, both about Taylor Swift. We were talking about her movie, her Eras movie has opened as of yesterday. And the enormous amount of money that's expected to be generated from that. And we were talking about just how much money does one person need. So Lynn from Oconomowoc checked in on the text line and said Taylor Swift gave out bonuses of more than $55 million to her staff in August of this year.
Wow. Okay.
And I'm sure she's got a great big touring company.
Of course. Probably 17, 18 buses.
Yeah. So that's pretty great because someone was wondering whether or not she would donate some of this cash to charity.
Right.
So apparently she does do that and has several foundations as well. If you look into from the 715, if you look into Taylor Swift charities in details, she donates to many, many different ones.
Okay.
So
great.
And then we just had Dr. Michael McCutcheon here to talk about this 28-year-old guy who's been with his girlfriend for 3 years. She's his best friend.
Right.
But is lacking in passion.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't know if he's in love with her.
Doesn't know if he's in love. Andrew from Verona on the text line. I think a lot of people have a warped view of what love is. It's not like what you see in the movies or relationships on Instagram. Absolutely.
Well, that's for sure.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
And there is no such thing as a soulmate. Everybody settles. To some extent.
To a certain extent, I would say. So, yeah. Okay.
Nobody's perfect.
No.
Except for, well, maybe you.
No, I'm as crooked as they come.
But you embrace it, and that's important.
I gotta own it.
Yeah, that's right. So tomorrow's game.
Yes.
Big game at Camp Randall. The weather's gonna be not great.
It's gonna be horrible.
It is not gonna be good, so make sure you bundle up. But you started talking about the origins of the whole jump around thing, and if you've never been to a game at Camp Randall, you probably don't even know what this means.
It's actually the 25th anniversary of jump around.
Ah.
And so it happens right before the fourth quarter, and the entire place just erupts. So I was just kind of curious as to, like, when did this start? What, 25 years ago, why did it start?
Right.
So it was born October 10th, 1998, when Wisconsin played Purdue in their homecoming game.
Okay.
And apparently what happened was one of the guys on the team was complaining about how they needed better music in the stadium and things like that.
To perk up the fans.
Right, perk up everybody. And his roommate bartended at a local bar in Madison when the House of Pain song came on.
Okay.
And he witnessed how the entire bar completely changed and how it was just this, it exploded and everybody's, you know, having a ball. And it's just, the song kind of lends itself to that.
To party, for sure.
Right. The only thing that then the next Saturday, they decided to pump that in.
Into the music lineup at the game.
Right. And at the start of the final stretch, the speakers played the House of Pain song and the stadium was lifted. Everyone joined in with the catchy lyrics of Jump Around, according to the Wisconsin alumni situation. And it's been around ever since. And I remember the first time I witnessed it, I was like so worried about the structural integrity of the stadium.
I bet.
I was just like, oh my God. But even everybody does it. Like, I don't care how old you are. Everybody does Jump Around. And it is so much fun. And you can, the players on the sidelines.
Oh, do they really?
Sure, they all get involved. Bucky's in there. And you know, Ted Perry was a Bucky Badger.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, they were just all participating. And it really is fun. So it's the 25th anniversary of the Jump Around. And I think, I mean, it's one of the most iconic college football events.
Yeah.
I don't think any other college does it. If they do, then they're copycats. Because
we were first. And didn't they actually have to check? I think at one point someone checked with the engineers who built Camp Randall just to make sure that it could withstand all these thousands of people jumping up and down at the same time.
And the guy who was very involved in building Camp Randall, he said, "I put a lot of steel in there. It's going to be fine." But what I think is funny, I looked up this article. Everlast, the House of Pain frontman, paid a visit to the Badgers in 2022 for the Maryland game, thanking Wisconsin for keeping the song alive for 30 years.
Wow.
He got to experience the enthusiasm, according to ESPN.
That's cool.
That's very cool.
That is. That's great. Well, good luck, Bucky Badger, when you take on the Iowa Hawkeyes tomorrow, 3 o'clock at Camp Randall. And we will all be virtually jumping around with you right before the start of the fourth quarter, you said.
Yeah. And I'm going to be in the confines of my warm, dry home.
I hear you.
So good luck.
I hear you. Stick around. We have the bottom of the hour news coming up next. When we come back, Tim McCormick from the Harley-Davidson Museum is going to be here. They have some great, great stuff coming up over the next couple of months. If you've never checked out the museum, you're going to want to after we talk to Tim. So stay close for that. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. I rise to the top. I never eat a pig because a pig is a cop. Or better yet, a Terminator. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Trying to play me out like this if my name was Sega. But I ain't going out like no punk, bitch. Get used to one style, yo, when I might switch it up. Up and around, then buck, get down. Put out your head and then you wake up in the dawn of the day. I'm coming to get ya. I'm coming to get ya. Spitting out lyrics, homie, I wet ya. I came to get down. I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Explosions in Gaza. Commonplace now as Israeli airstrikes continue into the mid-morning hours. A million residents of the Gaza City area were warned by Israel to get out as Israel moves troops and equipment into that area a week after the deadly terrorism that's shaken Israel and those rocket attacks on Israel from Gaza that also go on.
Hamas is shown to be fully capable of continuing these rocket attacks. We had air raid sirens here in Tel Aviv, so fully capable along that area near Gaza and further reach from there.
Correspondent Charlie Daggett. The House will be trying to vote again next week on a new speaker. Ohio's Jim Jordan is the Republican nominee. Correspondent Natalie Brand.
While the timeline remains up in the air, House Democrats are urging their members to be ready to vote on a moment's notice.
But for their own nominee and not Republican Jordan. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it's New York into Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. Like, if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wherever you are, whenever you want, the Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Calvin is on the board. My guest host, Carol Kane, with me in the studio in downtown Waukesha. And we're so happy to have joining us from the Harley-Davidson Museum, Tim McCormick. Hi, Tim. How are you on this chilly, rainy Friday, Friday the 13th.
It's matching that Friday the 13th mood with this rain, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely got that vibe. But we haven't talked in a number of months, but you guys always have tons of stuff that are going on at the Harley Museum. So why don't you take us through it's October 13th. We still got a lot going on yet this month, right?
We do. Yeah, it's funny how fast October is flying by. But still here on campus, loads to be doing, especially this weekend. We're also celebrating the museum's 15th anniversary this year, in addition to obviously the 120th. I hope everybody had a great time there. But every 15th of the month, you can get a 4-pack of tickets for just $15.
Oh, wow. So
we have an October 15th coming up on Sunday here. We're very excited to be opening up our doors. Just go to hdmuseum.com to learn about that offer. But I don't know if you've got a better value in the city right now. 4 tickets to the museum for just $15.
That's terrific. And as Carol was pointing out before you joined us, it's really a wonderful experience. It is.
I loved it.
Even if you're not a big fan of bikes, I think just the whole, what Harley did for Milwaukee and what it brought to Milwaukee, that history alone is worth checking out.
Well, and you know, one of my favorites, I'm sorry, Tim, I didn't mean to step on you, but maybe it's just because I'm a woman, but that whole section of the women of Harley was fascinating to me.
Yes, yes. We've been doing we've got a concentrated effort that we want to get more of those voices that may not have been always represented into the museum here. Our curatorial archive staffs have 1,000 stories from which to choose. We're just trying to rotate those in to get a little more exposure there. But no matter if you're a fan of Milwaukee, if you're a fan of history, if you're a fan of design, just about any way you approach the collection, you're going to find something that's fun for you.
Tell me about the inaugural bark and barbecue.
Yes, I'm in the can room right now, which is located right next to Motor Bar and Restaurant. They've got plenty of room for the lunch crowd if you want to come on down and join us. But I'm looking at setup here, and we've got some troopers in the rain here that are getting everything set up for us. I'm seeing some little doggy fences. I know we're going to have some off-leash areas. There's a ball pit, I'm told. I'm not sure what that looks like or how that's going to be set up. But no matter, rain or shine, that event will be taking place tomorrow. It's our first ever, so we're not sure what to expect. We are doing the rain dance to keep it away.
For sure.
But we know it's going to be a doggone good Saturday.
Oh, nice. Nicely done. Tomorrow from noon to 4 on the grounds of the Harley-Davidson Museum campus, with more than 30 vendors, numerous activities for you and Fido, and admission is free. Milwaukee loves free.
Yes, we do.
And if you're interested, attendees can buy an upgraded experience by becoming a VIB, which is very important, Barker.
There you go.
Planning stuff.
Your homework. Nicely done.
Planning for stuff like that must be so much fun. It's like, what can we do that will make everybody laugh?
Yeah. Who doesn't love our four-legged friends?
Exactly.
Right? Come on down, get some of that pet therapy.
I'm just wondering about dogs reacting to motorcycles. And I've seen somebody around town, and I don't know if they're still with us, but there was a guy who used to ride around in Hales Corners all the time that had his German Shepherd on the back of his bike.
Oh, he used to be parked outside of State Fair all the time.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
So there are certainly dogs that are motorcycle fans.
Right.
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 But I would think for some, I could just see a Chihuahua, you know, freaking out next to a road glider, you know, road king or whatever.
As our good friend has proven, all dogs can get along with Harley Davidsons. We don't expect any issues. And no lie, I just saw him with his German Shepherd here on campus yesterday.
Oh,
he was
seriously?
In Motorcycle Plaza here.
Oh, yes, no yes. Kidding. Oh, that's hilarious. That dog is so chill.
Yeah, no kidding.
That dog is so chill, man. He just
sits there.
He's the essence of a Harley rider.
Yeah. So, Tim, talk about what you've got. That's for this weekend, and that'll be fun. We'll have a great time. Yeah. But you've got a whole bunch of stuff going on. Like, you've got stuff for Halloween and everything.
Yes, yes. We always do our Skulloween bike night. Try to have that the last Thursday of October. Time it as close as we can to Halloween. Always a favorite of ours, our bike night regulars who unfortunately might have been without bike nights for about a month there. It's a nice way to get a little fix. Maybe the weather could be even cooperating that you could be riding down for that. But costume contests, you can win great prizes from the museum, including campus-wide gift cards. We have a carving contest. Make sure to bring your carving skills for those jack-o'-lanterns. Fire pits, if it does get a little chilly for us. But just one of the best Thursdays, I think, of the year. That'll be taking place October 26th this year on a Thursday.
Tim McCormick is our guest from the Harley-Davidson Museum, and we're talking about all the various things they have going on. over the next couple of months. And I was thinking too, Tim, this could end up being one of those falls where we have a day like today, and then come the Thursday before Halloween, it's going to be 85. Because it's Wisconsin, and we just don't know how this is going to go.
Right, exactly.
What else should we be putting on our calendars?
So I'm not sure if you're familiar with So Far Sounds, but that's taking place this Thursday. It's a little pop-up concert. They haven't revealed who's going to be performing here, but we are hosting three bands on Thursday, October 19th, in the museum, in our brand new experience gallery. So you'll have a chance to grab a beverage, listen to some great tunes. I think they said, we've been needling them internally to reveal who these bands are going to be, but they said they would have to kill us if they revealed that information. You understand how that goes.
Absolutely.
So I think about 36 hours, they might reveal what those three bands are. They've been putting on an incredible group of performances, so we're expecting no less here this Thursday at the world's only Harley-Davidson museum.
Very cool.
I got to be honest with you. I love Motor. I do. I've been there multiple times, and I just saw that you're going to be holding like a trivia. Oh, there you go. You're going to be holding like a trivia contest, and I think I'm going to have to check. I'm terrible at trivia, but I'd like to throw my hat in the ring. You know, I
can't believe that. I think you've got many nuggets stored up in that brain of yours.
Both of us, Tim, have years, decades of useless knowledge just floating around in there.
So when are you having trivia night at Motor?
Yeah, we've partnered with Geeks Who Drink, and they've done a couple of events around town. So they curate all the questions that'll be being asked. Anybody can come on down every Wednesday. I'm right here in the cam room where it's going to be taking place. Every Wednesday, we just introduced it last Wednesday for our first installment. You can come as an individual. You can come as a team. No advance registration required. And again, a lot of great prizes available there, including tickets, museum gift cards, and that sort of thing. So yeah, come on down, test your knowledge. It's not all motorcycle related. It is general. So you don't have to be a Harley enthusiast to win some prizes.
What time does that start?
I believe that's 6 to 9 here.
I could make that.
There you go. You can do that.
I could be awake until 8 o'clock.
Well, and you know what? While you're down there, you have to have something to eat because the food is outstanding. It's outstanding.
What have you had that sticks out with you?
Well, I'm kind of boring just in the fact that if I see a burger, I have to have the burger. But I've had their chili, too. The chili is awesome. Absolutely awesome. And
Good, for sure.
And go down tonight beforehand because their fish fry is out of this world. There, I've said it.
She's available for endorsements, Tim.
We are recording this, right?
Yes, absolutely. It'll be on the podcast for
sure. No, the fish fry is all you can eat, and it is outstanding.
That's
available all day on Friday. So if anybody's getting hungry over the lunch hour here, you can get your fish fry fix a little early.
Boy, that's high praise because, you know, we're very competitive fish fryers in this town, so...
Yeah, no kidding.
If you can get an endorsement like that, that's pretty great.
Well, and you know, I would be remiss if I didn't say, because I'm so proud of the Harley heritage here in Milwaukee, that I have multiple Harley jackets, and every time I wear them, if I'm out of town, because I like to take them because they're durable, you know what I mean? Every time I wear one and I'm out of town, somebody is going to stop me and talk about how great Harley Davidson is. And they always will say, where did you get that? And I'm like, I'm from Milwaukee. I got it at the Harley Museum. So there, right? No, I would be remiss if I didn't say how proud I am to wear that jacket, jackets.
You must find the same thing, Tim, when you travel around the country.
Yeah, I was actually in Charlotte on business. There was a great motorcycle show there, the Congregation Show. So I was doing a little work, but as I was out and about, throughout the night, I was actually at an Irish pub, just brought a book along and thought I would just have a chill night by myself, but I was wearing some Harley gear and had people unprompted that had to start conversations. Oh, I own 6 in my garage, this, that, or the next thing. It's great to hear all those stories and where the motorcycle can take you. Yes, it is an amazing machine. But it's the adventures, where you go on that Harley Davidson, that really stays with you for a lifetime.
I'm sure. And the people that you meet.
It's a brotherhood. It's a sisterhood unlike any other. Even language barriers can be overcome if you're both talking about how beautiful that Harley Davidson is.
I just find it fascinating, too. Like, when you have the... First of all, I was so honored to MC that Harley 100th. It was a huge honor for me. Stand on that huge stage and watch those people come in. But I do find it fascinating the internationality, if you will, yes, of Harley. And I, yes, when you had the 125th and all, I was, these German guys were being interviewed and they shipped their bikes over. It's really amazing.
And that's not an inexpensive undertaking, right? I mean, you really have to want to bring your bike here if you're going to ship your bike here from Germany.
Right, right. There are people here today that have saved their every last nickel to come to Milwaukee. And why do they want to be in Milwaukee? To visit the Harley Davidson Museum.
And do they share other impressions of Milwaukee with you, Tim, other than just the museum?
Absolutely. I could not have gotten better reviews. We celebrated the 120th over the summer here. That brought in a lot of international guests. And in general, just how warm and welcoming Milwaukeeans can be. And obviously, I'm a little biased. Because Harley Davidson is based here, it is one of the best, if not the best, motorcycle city in the world. We love our Harleys. The police are always very kind to us, very gracious. And the welcome. Carol, as you were talking about, the 100th, I can remember my boss, Bill Davidson, talking about those rides in that they did from all the corners of the country here. And the chills that he got on his arms as he was seeing people on highway overhang.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome all those riders to Milwaukee.
Yeah, you know, that was cool. You know,
that was very, very cool. And I also love the fact that when you have these benchmark times, the 100th or whatever, you always put together and you have a beautiful, like, iconic motorcycle that you make for that event. And they are spectacular. Spectacular.
Definitely collector's items. We always pull one of those for the archives to keep at the museum here.
Right. We've only got about a minute and a half left, Tim. If you're looking for a unique Christmas gift, you have a wonderful gift shop. You really do. For men, women, kids, dogs.
Yep.
We do. We got those covered too.
I know. You guys, everybody can wear Harley gear and be part of the Harley family. Where can people find, Tim, the listing of all the events that are coming up?
Visit hdmuseum.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, all the socials. We'll keep you up to date, and you won't be bored in Milwaukee. We've got lots on the calendar for you to enjoy here at the crossroads of 6th and Canal.
All right. Well, we might see you in a little bit for chili, because now I can't stop thinking about chili.
And tomorrow's event starts when again, Tim? When does tomorrow's event?
That'll be 10 a.m.
Okay,
10 a.m.
Got
all right,
it.
Sounds
perfect.
Good. Tim McCormick from the Harley Davidson Museum, thank you so very much.
Thanks,
for joining
Tim.
Us. It was great. We have one more break before the noon news. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered rain showers likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 54. Northeasterly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tonight. Lows dip down to about 42. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 52. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
This was my son's favorite song.
Welcome back. There we go. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Calvin on the board. Carol Kane across from me in our studio in downtown Waukesha. Calvin, I wanted to let you know that Mark from the SAC texted in and complimented your music selections.
I just told him that.
I appreciate it a lot.
Yes, it is. That's a joyful thing for a producer, right?
Of course, it definitely is. Always love. It's the one of the few things that I get control over. So I love when people enjoy it.
Absolutely. It's so much fun. And it's a perfect setup for our next guest. There is a pet walk tomorrow, which, again, the weather may not be ideal, but it's a very special event. He is joining us from the Friends of Prairie Home Cemetery to talk about tomorrow's unveiling of the Canine Officer Monument that starts at 9:30. Joe Nicosia, good morning, Joe.
Hi.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. Tell me, first of all, about the Friends of Prairie View Cemetery. What does that organization do?
Well, the Friends of Prairie Home Cemetery was actually founded in 2014. They became a nonprofit organization in 2019. They've been dedicated to the beautification, the historic preservation, and this general maintenance and appreciation of the cemetery. They work closely with the cemetery staff, the cemetery director, city officials, the cemetery commission, on different things that could be done in the cemetery that we would say is that are not covered by tax dollars.
Sure.
And so they raise different monies to do things like that.
So tell me a little bit about this monument, because I am so impressed always with the canine unit and how they stick with their officers and they do such an important job here in our area. So tell me, is this a canine that served or is it just a general canine monument?
No, this was a few years back. There was we had some of the friends made a suggestion. They said, why don't we support doing a canine monument to honor the canine officers? So it is for the dogs that have served. So we've worked on it. We worked with Blastcraft Stones and Slinger. We worked through generous donations from many individuals. Century Fence Company was a big donator. And we were able to raise the money to buy a monument, had it designed. It was developed. It was put in the cemetery about 2 weeks ago, installed. And tomorrow morning, we decided we're going to do the unveiling of it. The mayor is going to be there, assistant chief, and we're going to unveil it and dedicate it and present it to the cemetery.
And that's going to start at 9:30 tomorrow, Joe, right?
Yes, that starts at 9:30 tomorrow morning.
And then how is the pet walk going to work?
Well, the pet walk is unique. We've been running it for a few years. They come in. There's actually a walking tour of the cemetery. A lot of people don't realize the cemetery is the history of the city written in stone.
Absolutely.
So we have a lot of different places, stops they can see. A lot of people don't realize some of the historic individuals that are interred there. So we have a walk. We also have some pet games we set up. The city of Waukesha will have their canine dog there. They do an electronics demonstration. And then we have the counties bringing their dogs to do a seek and find demonstration. And we have a bake sale, and we have some do a 50-50 raffle, a silent auction to start raising money for our next project.
Joe Nicosia is our guest. He is telling us about the Prairie Home. He's with the Friends of Prairie Home Cemetery and the unveiling tomorrow of a monument to the canine officers who serve and who have served. And you saw a demonstration, Carol, on some canines.
I did, units. And it was so impressive. There were three different dogs, and the Belgian Malinois was the one that was so impressive to me because the officer said, "Don't let this dog see me until I come out." And he came out in all the gear and the dog, all the padding, and the dog just latched on, and he was spinning around, and this dog would not let go. And it was such an interesting demonstration too, because he said, "This dog will be with me if I stop you along the road." And he said, "If you run, you can try, but she's been clocked at 35 miles an hour, and she's going to catch you." And I was just like, "Wow, that's an impressive thing to know." So it's just so impressive what they can do. These dogs are just so unbelievably smart and capable, and they protect their owners,
yes,
and they're great. It's great. I'm so glad you've done this.
And Joe, I want to say too, you make such a good point about, my father was a mortician, so I've always been fascinated with cemeteries and all those things. But you're absolutely right when you say cemeteries are the city's history written in stone, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
They are. And as Carol said about the demonstration with the canines, I'm excited actually to see the demonstration about the electronics. These are canines that can sniff out, you know, electronic equipment anywhere. And that's going to be interesting.
Wow. Very interesting.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they all have very specific, that was what I thought was so interesting. They all have very specific jobs.
Right.
You know, like one does the drug searches, one does ammunition searches.
Yep. One runs down suspects.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, again, you can...
last year...
Go ahead, Joe.
Last year, they had a demonstration, a seek and find, and an individual went and hid way in one corner of the cemetery. And they had the dog in the other end, canine, and they had him sniff this gentleman's hat. And he took off and made a beeline and went straight 80 acres across.
Wow.
That person hiding behind it.
80 acres.
Wow.
So that cemetery is almost 80 acres. Yeah, on an angle you went. I'm like, wow. And how do you find him? But it's very interesting to watch.
Take your kids tomorrow. They
should
will
be fun.
Fascinated. It starts at 9:30 tomorrow at Prairie View Cemetery. The unveiling of the monument to the canine officers will start at 9:30, and then other activities,
yes,
and the dog walk and all of that stuff. So thank you so much for joining us, Joe. I know this was really last minute. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Joe.
Making time for us.
Thank you.
Have a great
thank
day.
You for having me.
Hope it goes really, really, really well tomorrow. Just a couple of texts I'm going to try to get to real quickly. We just had Tim McCormick on from the Harley-Davidson,
yes,
Museum. He was talking about that deal, that four tickets for $15.
Yes.
A texter wants to know if that still applies for Gold Wing riders. I would think so.
I would think across the board, that's what it is.
Tim didn't have any qualifications about that.
No.
And Robin Allen checking in on the stream. Thank you so much, Robin. Says, you guys are so much fun. Are you actually in the studios on Wisconsin Avenue? Yes, we are.
Yep.
Eric next door has a great fish fry. And the walking tour tomorrow is great. They start at the chapel. Thank you so much, Robin. We really appreciate that. We appreciate Calvin for running the board, Carol Kane for being,
yep,
here. Thank you so much to all of you for calling, for listening, for texting. Without you, basically, we are nothing.
I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend.
Have a great weekend, and we will be back with you Monday morning starting at 10 a.m. Stay close for the news. Coming up next, this is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.